welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. What is the first word that comes to your mind when you think of a tree? Some of you might think big, green, or even apple, like an apple tree. Why am I asking you about trees? Well, today's lesson is called Arbor Day. This is an annual holiday in which people are encouraged to plant and take care of trees. You may want to find a tree and take care of it. So as we go through today's lesson, I have some questions for you. I like asking questions. The first question is, what country created a National Tree Day? What country created a National Tree Day? And how does India honor trees? How does India honor trees? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin talking about trees. Come on, what are we waiting for? Yes.
Arbor Day. Hug a tree. In the U.S., people are celebrating Arbor Day today, the last Friday in April. This annual holiday encourages people to plant and care for trees. I remember receiving a tree seedling on Arbor Day when I was 7 years old. The infant tree fit in the palm of my little hand. My parents helped me plant the tiny tree in our front yard. I was so proud of it.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 annual 这个形容词 ，ann 这个字根有年的意思，所以 annual 是指每一年的或者是一年一次的。例如 ，Our committee's annual budget meeting is held on the first Monday of August. 我们委员会的年度预算会议是在每一年八月的第一个周一举行的。或者是 The big family reunion in Hawaii became an annual event for us.在夏威夷全家团聚变成我们家每年都要举办的活动。Annual 也是全年的，例如 Charles' annual salary is over $200,000. Charles 的年薪超过了20万美金。接下来我们看的是 infant 这个形容词。Infant 当名词是指小婴儿，但是当形容词的话是指幼小的或幼嫩的。例如 ,this infant plant needs to be well taken care of in a greenhouse. 这个幼苗必须要在温室中被细心呵护。Infant 也指初期的或刚起步的。例如 ,during the infant years of the business, there were many days we worked without pay. 在这个事业的草创阶段,很多时候我们都是没有知心的。
Wow, what a beautiful tree.
Yes. Rebecca, be careful.
What?
Don't touch the tree.
I wasn't going to hurt it. It's just so pretty and green. Yeah. I just wanted to touch it just a little bit.
Okay, well, if you're going to touch the tree, why don't you go all the way and give it a nice big hug?
Hug? Why would I give the tree a hug? Gabe, I'm not a tree hugger.
Because today is Arbor Day. It's a day where we're supposed to hug trees.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, last time I hugged a tree or tried to hug a tree for a picture, there were ants all over the tree, and then the ants got on me.
Oh.
And so I don't think I actually want to hug a tree.
Okay, well, Rebecca, our lesson does say to hug a tree, and we see this word tree hugger here on the screen. That's a word that describes someone who cares for the environment. It doesn't mean that the person is always actually hugging trees, Rebecca. It's okay. You don't need to hug the tree to show that you care for the environment.
Thank you, Gabe. So I can be a tree hugger without actually hugging the tree. Now, oftentimes when I think of tree huggers, I think of people that really go way out of their way to support the environment and to do everything in their power to save trees.
Right, to save trees or to save nature in any way, right? So, for example, man, just look at how green all these trees and these leaves are. Do you want to save the environment? Well, these people are in a boat, and this boat is not using a motor. They're rowing this boat. So I think this is a good boat to use. It's not going to harm the environment. Maybe these people are all tree huggers.
Maybe. Well, anyway, let us begin with our lesson right at the top. We read, in the U.S., people are celebrating Arbor Day today, which is the last Friday in April. This annual holiday encourages people to plant and care for trees. And just as a reminder, if something is annual, that just means that it happens every year.
Okay, so we celebrate Arbor Day every year. Well, maybe we don't. Maybe I don't or you don't. Maybe not all of us do, but some people do celebrate Arbor Day. Have you ever celebrated Arbor Day before? Have you ever celebrated trees and the environment? Rebecca?
Yes, Gabe.
There's a little pop quiz for you.
Oh, no. I just love these pop quizzes.
Okay.
Yes, go
for
it.
What does the word arbor mean?
Arbor. Let me think. Arbor. Tree.
Hey, how'd you know?
You know, it was just a wild guess.
You know what?
What?
You're right. It is Latin for tree. So, of course, Arbor Day, you could also call it Tree Day.
So, Gabe, I got 100% on my pop quiz.
Nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Well, anyway, continuing with our lesson, I remember, referring to our author who is speaking here, Pauline, I remember receiving a tree seedling on Arbor Day when I was 7 years old. And, of course, a seedling is just a little seed, very, very small. It's something you plant in the ground, and then it grows to something like this.
Yeah. Or smaller, or larger. And we read on here how small this tree was. The infant tree fit in the palm of my little hand. Well, that's a fun phrase to know. If something fits in the palm of your hand, that's the front of your hand right here. And that is a very small thing indeed if it fits in the palm of your hand.
This reminds me. Mm-hmm. Just the other day, I went to look at some kittens, and there was this mother kitten. She just gave birth to 6 little babies. They were only a week old. They were so small. I couldn't touch them.
Why not?
But because they're only a week old.
Could you hug them?
Oh, no. I didn't hug them. But if I could have held the little kitten, it definitely would have fit in the palm of my hand. It was that small.
Yes, that is a tiny kitten. Mm-hmm. You know, this reminds me of my friend who gave birth a couple years ago, and their baby was premature, 他早产, it was premature about, 6 weeks? 6 weeks that's an early birth.
That's a very early birth.
Their baby, when she came out, she could fit into the palm of your hand. She was that tiny.
That's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. And she made it, and she's, 5 or 6 years old right now? But she started out smaller than the palm of someone's hand, okay? Maybe not the palm of my hand, maybe a little bigger. But still, friends, when we use this phrase, we're usually talking about something that is not only small, but also often fragile, something that you want to take care of. So don't just say, oh, yeah, I could fit the remote control into the palm of my hand. You don't really care about your remote control. You use this phrase to talk about something that you want to care for, something that is fragile and that needs gentle care.
Like this infant tree. Mm-hmm. The infant tree fit in the palm of my little hand. My parents helped me plant the tiny tree in our front yard. I was so proud of it. I think I'd be proud of it, too. Well, right now, it's time for us to learn something new.
Yes, in the Info Cloud with Luke and Ken. So, here we go.
Hello, friends. The month of April is usually a time of heavy rains. However, there is something that we can all look forward to because of this.
That's right. There's a saying that's very fitting for this time of year. April showers bring May flowers. The saying was originally part of a collection of writings by Thomas Tusser, written in the mid-1500s. Sweet April showers do spring May flowers.
The term showers is another word for rain. In the literal sense, this expression means that the rain which falls during April will prepare the way for flowers to bloom during the month of May.
Now, with all the extra rain we see during springtime, added onto the warmer weather we experience, it's no wonder that we begin to see new flowers bloom around us, as well as the return of many animals and insects.
Now, there's also a figurative meaning behind this expression. April showers can represent the tough times and the trials that we go through in life. If we can endure through those times, then we will be rewarded with the May flowers, which symbolize the good and pleasant things that are born out of the trials.
Now, it's a saying that points to the importance of patience and endurance. So, friends, if you've been going through something unpleasant or have been struggling during the season, remember this. April showers bring May flowers.
今天要跟大家分享一句英文的谚语。April showers bring May flowers. 有没有听到 showers, flowers 是有押韵的。现在正好是 April, 四月。至少在英国常常会下雨，让人们觉得很烦很讨厌。但四月的 showers, 阵雨会带来 May flowers, 五月的花朵。意思是虽然下雨天令人心情不好，只要熬到五月就有花可以看了。这句话要传达的其实就是否极泰来，艰苦难过的日子忍一下就过去了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Do you remember what's special about today? Ah, that's right. Today is Arbor Day. We are celebrating trees. Now, right here, we have a beautiful tree.I wonder if this tree is similar to the tree that Pauline planted. You know, the one in our lesson? When the tree was just a little seedling, it could actually fit in the palm of Pauline's hand. Isn't that cool? Well, friends, we have more to learn about trees, so let's continue with our next reading. What a beautiful tree.
Arbor Day.More than 25 years later, I am still proud and amazed when I see it. Now, it's a tall flowering tree that reaches to the top of our two-story home. The U.S. isn't the only country that recognizes the importance of trees. Switzerland was the first country to create a National Tree Day. Other countries, such as Korea and South Africa,celebrate trees for a week. Costa Rica honors trees by selecting one each year for their Exceptional Tree of the Year award. And India holds a National Tree Planting Festival every July.
Recognize 这个动词C-O-G-N 这个字根有知道的意思，所以 recognize 是指认知、认识或者是意识到。例如 after years of disbelief, now many people recognize the impact of global warming. 经过多年来人们的质疑，现在许多人都认知到全球暖化所造成的影响。它的名词是 recognition, R-E-C-O-G-N-I-T-I-O-N,例如 there's a growing recognition in the danger of teenage smoking. 人们对青少年抽烟的危险性越来越了解。所以我们看的是 exceptional 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 exception, 例外这个名词。所以 exceptional 在这里是指特殊的。例如 the couple agreed that their savings could only be used under exceptional circumstances.这对夫妻同意放在储蓄账户里的钱只能在特殊状况下取用。Exceptional 也指卓越的或者是不同凡响的。 例如 the girl's exceptional beauty made her one of the youngest supermodels. 这个女孩超凡的美貌让她成为最年轻的超级名模之一。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, it's time for us to continue learning about trees, specifically Arbor Day. We read more than 25 years later, I am still proud and amazed when I see it. Now, of course, Pauline, the author of this lesson, is talking about this tree that she had planted from a seedling. It became an infant tree, and now whenever she sees it, 25 years later, she's still very proud of it.
Wow, okay. And now it's not a seedling anymore, of course. Now it's a tall flowering tree that reaches to the top of our two-story home. So if it's a flowering tree, that means it not only produces leaves, but also flowers. That word flowering is a verb. It's a flowering tree, right? This is a very tall tree, and this reminds me, Rebecca, of a tree that I had when I was a kid. Did you know that I also had a tree?
Actually, I don't recall you ever telling me about your tree. So, by all means, tell me, did you plant it from a seedling?
Not when it was a seedling. No, my dad, I forget how old I was. Maybe I was seven. It was when I lived in Qingshui near Taizhong.
Okay.
And we went to this place that had trees. They were, I think they were evergreen trees. And we got one. It was maybe about this tall. Yeah. We fit it in the car.
Wow.
Yeah, we put it in the car.
Amazing.
That's an amazing fact, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and we took it home. And we had a plot of land in our backyard, put it in there, planted it, and you know what? It grew up to be like three stories tall.
Is it still living?
No. Oh. But it was there for a long time. Even after we moved, that tree was still there for several years. It was like the only tree among all these buildings. There was one tree, huge tree, that I planted when I was a kid. Thank you very much.
Well, you know something, Gabe? You probably feel very proud of yourself for planting that tree. Actually, that reminds me, when I was younger, we did plant a tree as well.
Good job.
Yeah, we planted several trees. This was a fruit tree.
Ah.
It had four different types of fruits on it.
Okay.
Very, very, very cool.
Four different types of fruits?
It had peaches, apricots, plums, and nectarines. Four different types of fruits.
Wow, look those up. Peaches, apricots, plums, and nectarines.
Yes.
All on one tree?
That's right. So we planted the tree, and guess what? It grew.
And it grew.
And it grew.
And it's still there?
Well, I think so. I think it's still there, but we've moved.
Oh,
that was
right.
In California. Then we moved to North Carolina, and I'm here. Well, anyway, we could keep talking about all these different types of trees, but right now we want to continue talking about our lesson. We read, the U.S. isn't the only country that recognizes the importance of trees. That's a very good thing. But let's talk about this phrase, importance of. Gabe, take it away.
Okay, well, the importance of this phrase. Is it a very important phrase? Well, we think it's a good one to know. The importance of something. How important is something to you? You can talk about the importance of that thing. For example, I think that exercise is important. We could talk about the importance of exercise. It's not only good if you want to lose weight. That's not the only reason to exercise. It's important to exercise for many reasons.
And you know, growing up, my mom always emphasized the importance of having good character. Therefore, in the mornings, we would often spend time reading our Bible together and talking about good character.
Well, good. And, you know, it's important to think about what you believe as well. Let's talk about the importance of our beliefs, because what you believe will affect your behavior and the rest of your life, okay? So don't just think that, oh, you believe what you believe, I believe what I believe, and we can all just think different things. Actually, it does affect our behavior in different ways. So you could talk about the importance of many things. And here we're learning about the importance of trees. Switzerland was the first country to create a National Tree Day. Did that answer your question earlier, Rebecca?
Indeed it did. It answered my question I asked earlier about what was the first country to create a National Tree Day. And we continue on. Other countries such as Korea and South Africa celebrate trees for a week. Costa Rica honors trees by selecting each year for their exceptional tree of the year. Now, if something is exceptional, that just means that it's much greater than usual. Yes.
Exceptional job, Ruby. You did an exceptional job explaining that word exceptional.
Thank you so much, Gabe.
Well, right now it is time for us to go to something exceptional. Let's go and enjoy twin
time.
Ah, that was an exceptional segue.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Twin Time. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena.
Are you ready to review?
I hope so.
We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word.
Okay, let's begin. The words are recognize, infant, award, and annual.
Great. Here's the first sentence. Larry was very sick as an... But now he is a healthy, strong man.
I know this one. What about you, friends? Do you know the answer? Correct. Larry was very sick as an infant, but now he is a healthy, strong man.
I think that one was too easy. Let's make it a little harder this time. All right, the next sentence is, the Smiths spent their vacation in Paris and London. What's your answer? Good job. They spend their annual vacation in Paris and London.
Annual means happening once every year. So the Smiths go on vacation every year. And this time it was to Paris and London. Okay, here's one last sentence. Leonardo DiCaprio has received many throughout his career. I think you can easily figure out this answer.
Hey, great job, guys. Leonardo DiCaprio has received many awards throughout his career.
Well, Leonardo DiCaprio is an amazing actor, and he definitely deserves those awards.
I agree. Well, today's review was a lot of fun, and you all did a great job.
We look forward to seeing you again on
Twin Time.
All right, so we know a lot of people celebrate trees, but why are trees so important anyway?
Good question. We are going to find out tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom.